It looked like it started blinking.
Yeah, I know. It's recording now, I think, about the games.
Yes, thank you.
That's the reason why I wanted to leave on. It should be making barcodes.
I went to Commerce City. It was a beautiful day. It was still a little chilly, but the gangs were starting to get there, and I was like, they were all parking in the same side of the park. And that's...
Gangs now, how many?
Three gangs.
Three gangs, okay.
And they never do that. One will park on the east side, one will park on the northwest side, and one will park on the south side. So they kind of stay away from each other, not unless they're going to fight. But the only time they're going to fight is when they're all together. And when I saw three gangs pulling up on that northwest side, I was like, man, something's going to happen here. Lord, I was like, you got to take over. He says, you don't know what's going to happen. Why do you even think that? God said, take up my kingdom. That's what God said. I'm like, okay. So I got my Bible, started walking over there. They were by here to our pickups. They weren't too far. And the three leaders were kind of in the middle, and all their boys were around them. And they said, good morning, Sonny. We were hoping, gang members never tell me good morning.
Good morning, or they were hoping to see you.
Yeah. They said, we're trying, we went to the other park. We thought maybe you were over there. So we came over here because this is where we usually come. But he said, we have some questions for you, man. The three leaders were enemies. I've seen them fight each other. I actually broke up a few fights from these guys because they're enemies. And here they are, no weapons drawn, no baseball bats, no knives, no pistols. And I said, God, what are you doing here? He says, their hearts are ready. Their hearts are ready. So then I said, what's your questions? What kind of questions do you have? And they go, can God really forgive our sins, man? He said, we went to a park on the north side over by Aurora, and we saw a bunch of families playing in the park, man. And we started thinking, maybe we should go back to our families instead of being out here. But one of the leaders said, you know, Sonny, I haven't forgot that verse about John 3:16, man. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He goes, God loved us that much that he sent his son here, man, to get beat up and crucified, like you said. But he rose again, like for me. I said, even if it was just for you, he would have done it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, it's just like the shepherd, man, like, he had 100 sheep, but one of them got away. He left the 99 to go get that one. Like, and one of the other leader, his name is Nikki, he goes, that's me, I'm the one, man. I'm the prodigal son, like what my mom used to say. He goes, but we've all been talking, man. We're tired of fighting each other. We're tired of not having any food sometimes, you know, and it's hard to make it out here. He says, we get pressured from all the cartels, but we keep remembering what you said. All this around here is temporary, but Jesus Christ is eternal. He says, we've been having times where we've been talking, man. Like, we haven't fought each other for about a month now. But Sonny, we don't want to go home to the homes that why we ran away from. Like, my dad was a druggie, or some of them said my dad was an alcoholic. He used to beat us up for no reason. We don't want to go back to homes like that, man. Like, we don't know what to do. I said, well, God is faithful, man. I said, have you talked to your dad since you ran away? He goes, no. No, talk to my mom once in a while. I said,
which leader was talking on this?
This was Nikki. Well, Nikki was Nikki. Doing most of the talking.
Okay, Nikki was yeah. the talker.
And then
okay.
Marty and then Jerome.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? Why don't we call your dads? Let's call your dad, see what kind of life they're living, what, see what's going on in their life. Like, you don't know what's been happening. If you don't talk to him, you wouldn't know. They said, well, maybe, he says, would you walk with me over here by my car and we can call my dad? I go, yeah, man, let's go. And if he's drunk, like, he goes, how about if he's drunk? I said, we'll pray for him, man. I'll pray for him. Like, I said, you're not going to go call him alone. I'll be with you. So we went by his car and he called his dad. And the first words out of his dad's mouth was, hey, Nikki, are you okay? Because see, he's never talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And for his son to call him, he thought, oh man, something's wrong with Nikki. You know, maybe he's in the hospital or he knows he's a gang leader. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Are you okay, son? Are you all right? And he goes, hi, Dad. You're not drunk today? He goes, son, you left our family 6.5 years ago. A month after you left, I haven't touched one drop of liquor. And Mom is standing right next to me. She can tell you. We're going to church. We're praising the Lord. I gave my heart to Jesus Christ. I got the help I needed. I haven't touched any liquor. I'm not a drunk anymore, man. He goes, I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me, Nikki, for everything I did to you? Nikki started crying. So then Nikki walked away because he wanted to talk to his dad, you know. And God says, don't follow him. Just leave him. Let him talk to his dad. So and then Marty came over, he goes, hey man, I'm gonna call my dad now. And I said, okay. So the leaders called their dads. Every single one had given their hearts to God because
mm-hmm.
they lost their sons. They were gone, they're out of the house. They ran away, like, they were devastated. So they didn't know where to turn, so they gave up the drugs and the liquor and turned their lives around. So they were so surprised. And then the gang members started calling their parents, because they were telling them, we want to give our heart to Jesus, but I'm not going to go back home if Dad is still a drunk. No, son, he hasn't touched anything. But he got the help he needed. You can come home. It's safe. It's a safe home now. And then you could hear their sisters and brothers telling them on the phone, like, because it was on speaker, and they would say, Dad is a whole different guy, man. Jeez, we're having so much fun, but we miss you. Like, your room is still there. Like, nobody sleeps there. Everything's still the same in your room. Pretty soon, here comes all these cars. The ones that found out that their dads had changed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And not all of them were Christians, but they got the help they needed, you know?
Yeah.
Cars just started pulling up. I can't tell you how many people. I could kind of guess, because I had 300 Bibles with me,
mm-hmm.
Three boxes, and they were all gone Saturday. The ones that didn't have a Bible took one. And these families came running at these boys, just crying. Man, I was crying. I was so busy just praying with them, crying. And finally, I got them back to the truck. And I said, those of you that want to give your heart to Jesus Christ and want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, come over here. I want you on the right side. But those of you that are already Christians, come and stay on the left side of my truck. So here they come. There was a lot of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me pray for the ones that weren't. There was a lot of crying going on, man. It was amazing what God did. But it took the gang members to get a certain point in their life that I want to go home, but I don't want to go home to a home where I'm going to get beat up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable. Why do you want to go home when...
be tortured.
Yeah.
Just, same thing you run from.
Yes, exactly. And their sisters and brothers were just crying and hugging them. And they're like, Dad's not the same. It's safe to come home. And the sisters and brothers would tell them, I'm being honest with you. I wouldn't lie to you. Like, no, we love Jesus. Or some of them would say, well, you know, we don't go to church, but I want to give my heart to Jesus. Like, I want a new life. I want a new heart. And the dads that weren't Christians, I think there was 28 dads that weren't Christians, but the moms were.
Yeah.
And so I gave them literature on, I gave them papers on the churches that are good in Denver for them, but the Christian families told all the other families, this is where we're all going to church. They got a great youth group, great worship. Like, you guys can come with us. That way the boys still see each other. And we'll help to disciple them. We'll love you. We'll help you. I was passing out tracts to them, giving them Bibles. Before I knew it, all three boxes were empty. That was 300 Bibles I had. Let me tell you what. I cried so much because you could see how God was transforming all their hearts. It was beautiful to see. Man, I tell you, and a lot of gang members were telling me, thanks for never giving up on us, Sonny. I said, God never gives up on us, man. He's always there. He's always knocking at your heart, man. You got to let him in. And you guys did. Now your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And then 3 days after that, they had I think it was at the Boys Club, they had a baptism where they all got baptized. The pastors of those churches where they're going to start going, they got together and baptized them all.
That was a lot of them.
That's why they needed a swimming pool. It was beautiful, man. You know, sometimes you see three gangs facing each other. My first thought is, they're going to fight, man. Something's going to happen here. And God says, why did you think that? Like, stop. Look, there's no weapons in their hands. I was like, oh, man.
Well, usually when all the cars were together, don't they usually have their cars separated?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Together,
so and they were together, and they were like, they weren't separated.
That should have been another clue.
That should have been a clue for me to see. And from now on, I'm going to look at that, because you're right. Because usually, like I said, they park away from each other.
Yeah, if I was going to battle somebody, I wouldn't put my car next to their car. No. I'd get it shot up, so.
And
yeah,
that day on Saturday, I had 14 dozen burritos. And they were all gone. They ate them all, man. They were just so hungry. They drank all the Dr. Pepper, all of it. They drank it all. All the water, the Coke, they were, man. But they were waiting. They were looking for me. They were waiting for me. The past couple months, they've been looking for me.
They've been searching for you.
And a Blue Mustang, you said one day, you said, you know, there's going to be a day that comes where these gangs are going to be looking for you instead of you looking for them.
Yeah.
And it's the last couple months has been exactly that.
Yeah.
They've been asking other gangs, hey, have you seen Sonny, man? Because I have some questions to ask. One of the gangs asked Lorenzo, the Latino gang, hey, have you seen Sonny? He goes, I'll tell you where he is, man, but if it's for you to hurt him, we're going to hurt you first. And then, well, I'll call Sonny to come to you. No, I'm not going to hurt Sonny, man. I just have questions about Jesus, man. He goes, well, you know what? Why don't we just bring Sonny here? Because Lorenzo didn't trust him.
Yeah.
And so when Lorenzo called me and said, hey, man, there's a gang here. We want to talk to you about Jesus, man. And so I went over there. Sure enough, they're like, we want to know how God forgives sins, man. Because there's no way, because I have a lot of sins in my life. I said, all you have to do is ask him to forgive you. And then Lorenzo goes, when you ask him to forgive you, you still can't hurt people. I said, like, you can't hurt them. You got to love them. I'm looking at Lorenzo, like, Lorenzo's, like, preaching to him, and he's probably the classiest gang members that I know. They just...
How long ago was this story with Lorenzo?
That was Sunday.
Oh, Lorenzo's back then?
Yeah,
okay.
He's back. So
okay.
He told the guys, he goes, well, we got to go, but if I find out that you hurt Sonny, we're coming back. And then we'll sell all your cars. No, man. We want to give our heart to Jesus, man. That's why we're here. And after they had a good breakfast, and I got to pray with Lorenzo and his boys, and they left. It's nice to see that many Mustangs, man. So beautiful. And then, so after the gang gave their hearts to God, all their families started showing up. And it's so much fun to see, because when they get out of the cars, they don't walk to their boys. They run.
So this gang on Sunday was actually a different gang?
This is a whole different
gang. So you
had
three gangs on Saturday and another gang on Sunday. And Lorenzo was involved with that one.
So. Yeah. And he says, we're not leaving, man. I'm going to call Sonny and have him come here.
You know, that took some nerve for that gang to even talk to Lorenzo to, you know.
Because they know Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Lorenzo.
Respected.
Very. That's the word I was trying to come up with,
yeah,
a little bit ago. They respect him because he's clean. He has beautiful cars. He protects the ones that.
The underdogs.
The underdogs. Mm. He's like a Robin Hood. Like.
Yeah.
Lorenzo's right-hand man, his name is Alfonso. He doesn't call Blue Mustang Blue Mustang. He calls him the Robin Hood of the Hood. He calls him Robin Hood of the Hood. It's like, and then Lorenzo always corrects him. No, he's a Blue Mustang. So, no, he always has to have the last word.
Yeah.
But Lorenzo, for the first time, came up to me and said, my grandpa last weekend gave his heart to Jesus Christ, man. He goes, I'm the last black sheep of the family. Everybody else in my families are all Christians now, except for me. I said, tomorrow's never promised, man, not even for me. Today's the day of salvation, man. He goes, I gotta go, Sonny, but I'm taking the cooler with a Dr. Pepper. See you, bud.
Yeah.
he always does that.
Yeah.
I buy the Walmart Styrofoam ones that are the cheap ones. Then they're full of Dr. Pepper, and he knows it too. And he's like, we're just taking that one. I'll bring it back. And he does. He does bring them back.
It's a good excuse to see you again.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
Yeah. He goes, we filled it up with water and ice. We drank all the Dr. Pepper. Our intentions were right, Sonny, but we drank them all.
Well, you know, he's not fully yielded to God.
Yeah.
And when he does,
man,
he could be like a Nikki Cruz.
God's going to really pour his spirit out on you.
He says that there was a gang in Orange County in California. And he said there was a gang that was getting beat up. And he says, I pulled up and I asked when I stopped the fight. And I asked the leader that was beating up the smaller gang. I said, you have two choices, man. Either go and see God today or you can leave. And they all got in their cars and left. He goes, I was trying to preach to them. I said, so you must have had your pistols out. He goes, well, we had to stop the fight, man. But, you know, I kind of was telling them about Jesus. They wanted to go and see him. But God, when he gives his heart to Jesus, he's really going to be, he's going to be a light in that part of the world, because their hearts are so big. They're just, they're really, really cool. From day one, I remember pulling up to them the first time, and they all had 9mm Berettas. All of them were aiming at me. And Lorenzo said, this guy's carrying a Bible, man. Put your pistols away. We don't need to hurt this guy.
Oh, he's the first one that started the pistol putting away.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the first one. And the boys all put their pistols away. And he says, I have two choices for you, sonny. He said, either tell me that you have something for us to eat, or you can just leave. I said, I have breakfast burritos. He goes, well, I guess you're going to stay.
Yeah.
He goes, let's talk. I said, I love your cars, man. Those are nice cars. He goes, you want to go and see how fast it goes, man? I go, yeah. So they searched me, make sure I didn't have any weapons. And then they took me for a ride.
Set you back in the seat, huh?
Oh, yeah. His car's exactly like his. Exact same car, same color, same everything. No, this year he changed the color. He wrapped it. They had it wrapped, you know.
Oh wow!
The way they do it now, they wrap them. It's like a really dark maroon. And now he has his name on the door, like I do. On mine.
Okay.
He goes, that was a good idea, man. So I put my name on my door.
Yeah.
I said, you didn't put Sonny on there? He goes, no. That's my car.
Yeah.
He says, I took my grandpa out for a ride for the first time, and I bought my dad his dream car. I took him for a ride, and then they went and got the dream car for him. See, gang members have hearts that are broken, and God can restore them. That's why I never give up on games.
Oh, that's still recording. Oh, that's more good stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. It-